This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, I don't quite know which one to go with. I guess I'll go with, you want the sports one or the non-sports one first?
Give me sports.
You want sports?
Yeah, stick to sports.
All right, well, I'm not, but I will to start with here. The NFL, we talk about it all the time. They do everything so well. You always think that, you know, the hog is going to get to slaughtered, but the pig always eats. I mean, they just do everything so well. Except this, it's so frustrating to me. They do their top 100 list, and they used to do, I think, even up to 20 at a time, at least 10, you know, or I think it was 20, to be honest. They are releasing their NFL top 100 players, one player a day, all the way through September 7th.
Is it one? I thought it was two a day.
It's five a week. It's one a day.
Wow.
They're really, what are you thinking? Nobody, you know, what you want to generate here, and we talk about it, we've done our share of list. You know, segments and all that. You want people, you want it to generate buzz. You want it to get people talking. You want, you know, players and coaches and fans and media to really sort of dissect what you're doing. I have paid almost zero attention to the NFL annual top 100 list because they're doing it different and it sucks. It just flat out sucks. Here we are 1 week from Texans training camp. Some veterans are reporting today in the NFL. And they're at like 75.
Number 73, Christian McCaffrey.
73. Yeah.
And
fair. But see, I think that's so
dumb.
Yeah, I think to add on to your confession, how can you debate it? Because you don't know what it is.
One a day.
So it's like, all right, Christian McCaffrey, like, I have no take on it.
There's no context.
Yeah, because I don't know who's ahead. And, you know, like, it makes no sense.
And to the point that the Houston Texans themselves, you may have seen this a few days ago, they released this graphic with, I think it was four players in the top 100 or whatever, because it was from Pro Football Network.
Which PFN. Amen. Like, I have people that have moved. I have people that I know that have moved through PFN. I'm not trying to be a jerk. However.
Yeah.
Oof.
PFN is getting more run because they've released their entire list.
Yeah.
Dude, this is so, they do everything so well. Who decided this?
And it was five players that were in the top 10. Stingley is number 10. Then you had Nico as number 39, which actually, let me just go ahead and pull this up. This list again. Daniil Hunter at 41, Petrie at 42, and then you have C.J. Gardner-Johnson at 45.
Yeah, the takeaway was C.J. Stroud was not in that time.
Not a top 100 player,
we want to talk about that.
Exactly, yeah.
We want to, like, you know, argue one way or the other or whatever.
What would be the way you release this list if you were head of this?
I don't know, but I want to say they used to do 20 a day, and it was all in the span of, like, a little over a week.
20 a day feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then at least, and the entire list is done earlier. The entire list would be done, let's say, in the middle of training camp or early training camp.
How would you do it? Would you do it like 100 to 80?
Well, sure. That's the way most people would do it. 100 to 80, 80 to 60, and then just go on the down. This is so dumb. Like, nobody's going to be talking about it. It's going to be September. It's going to be a couple of days away from the start of the season when they finish.
I feel like once training camp start, nobody give a damn.
And how about, like, you know, you get to, like, number five, and there's, like, they're already, you know, have played preseason games and everything else. Hey, four more days, we'll get to number one.
Number 79, Dak Prescott.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. What does it mean?
But by the time it get to five, I mean, you kind of know who the guys are at that point, man. So you already done with the list.
Yes, but let's say, like, we're doing Dallas radio, and they just said, hey, Dak Prescott's number 79. I don't know what the hell to talk about.
How's that compared to the other quarterbacks on the list? We don't know yet.
Yeah.
We don't know. Like, and again, as you mentioned, when it comes to the debates, which is what the list is here for, I would imagine, it's the conversation of, okay, what is the thought process in doing this? How can we try and reverse engineer that by, okay, well, then Jalen Hurts is over here. What does that mean there?
You mentioned McCaffrey 73. So, well, who's that? You know, who's ahead of him? We'll let you know in a couple of weeks. What's going on?
Like, we don't even have a running back where we could be like, wait a minute, this running back is 45th? Number 45? And, like, it's nothing to argue with at this point or talk about.
It's the absolute worst.
I have to be entirely honest here. I try not to be a jerk. There's a lot of ways which I think we should all do that in our daily lives, recognize where you might have a propensity and a proclivity to be a jerk and not be that, not be judgmental, except this is a place where I'm going to admit I'm
are you a jerk?
I'm going to be a jerk. I'm going to be judgmental. And it's about the geographically challenged amongst us. The NFL had some of their rookies. Actually, I think it was part of Fanatics, because Fanatics had the rookies in their jerseys and everything in front of a big picture of the contiguous United States.
Okay.
Having guys place a marker where their new home was on the map.
That's just asking for trouble.
And do y'all not know where y'all are at any given time? He had, shout out to Houston's own Matthew Golden. Was looking at trying to find where Green Bay was. And apparently to him, Green Bay was Detroit, Michigan. He was like, over here, we had dudes placing markers all sorts of places. Like, where is Denver? Montana. Nope, not the right place. Even dudes, I don't remember who it was that got drafted to the Cowboys, was trying to put it. And he was like, I know it's in Texas, just put it in the middle of Texas. And I was like, do y'all really not know the map at all? Like, is that, because, I mean, I am somebody who is very, very far from geographically challenged. I'm like, I'm a map guy. I kind of like looking at maps to have a general idea of where places are within those.
Yeah.
And so I know not everybody is a dork like that.
Yeah.
I get it.
But you got to have a basic.
But that's one of the first things I learned as a kid. Like, I had to learn all 50 states and their capitals.
All that
stuff. Was one of the first things I had to learn.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, because there's a lot of y'all, I get it. There's some people that are like, I don't go nowhere unless I would put in the GPS because I can't. And I'm like, I get a little judgy about that, but I keep it to myself. I get it. And everybody's, but I'm like, you looking at that Google Maps all the time and you ain't figured out where the layout is?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Yeah!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I got to confess, man, I think I'm a sicko because I was. So I was watching, I actually finished the show called The Pit, which is on HBO Max. And I mentioned it before, it's kind of a hospital emergency room type of show where they show a lot of raw stuff. Mm-hmm. You see people private parts and all that stuff.
It's like a, what?
No, it's like a real raw show.
People are eating right now.
That's right.
Is this why you're a sicko? You watching people's private parts?
No, that ain't even a part. So they had a part where a lady was giving birth.
Okay.
And they showed everything.
Oh, wow.
they showed everything. And my wife was sitting there. She couldn't even look. She was just like, oh, God. Oh my. I was just sitting there watching, eating popcorn, man. It was no big deal to me. And I never saw that before. I never seen anyone get birds. I'm like, man, I think I might be a sicko. If we was to have a kid, I would probably watch.
I did. I watched a C-section from right over the doctor's shoulder. I remember telling my wife.
Breathing on the doctor's neck.
I was. My wife will still tell this story because I just leaned over to her after I was watching her get all sliced up real good. I said, boy, this is really going to hurt in the morning. She goes, thanks a lot.
Yeah, I think the
part. Why are you the way that you are?
Yeah. I think the part that would get me, that kind of made me squirm a little bit, is the cutting.
Yeah.
Where they just get like a knife and just kind of emergency surgery where you just got to cut and you kind of see everything spliced away. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah,
I was just watching it like normal. I didn't squirm. Mm-hmm. I didn't.
Was it a natural birth or a C-section?
It was a natural birth.
Oh, yeah. That's nice and, well, I won't say it. But
There's
stuff everywhere.
It didn't bother me.
There is stuff everywhere.
Again, apologies to anybody eating their lunch right now.
Hey, what big decisions could you have made when you were 16 years old?
Ooh.
Big decisions. Could you have, tangibly.
Made myself?
Realistically.
License?
Smartly made when you were 16 years old.
Okay.
I mean, I think I like to think I could have made some good decisions, but I also think I was plagued with the level of hubris that I don't feel good about anymore, right? Like, I know some things. No, you don't, you 16-year-old idiot.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of my point. So the question is coming up on, you may have seen this on social media, if you would want this in the United States. Great Britain is lowering the voting age to 16. Mm. You can now vote, well, not now, the next election, presumably, if there's no pushback on all elections, including, obviously the very, very top, at 16 years old.
You vote for Queen? That's nice.
Not Queen. That Queen is bloodline. What are they doing? This is dumb. 16 years old, you're starting to vote for elections?
The first thing I thought about was whatever my parents rolling with.
I think a lot of that.
They going to be, boy, you better.
Yeah,
you
I better think a lot
vote.
Of that.
Don't you be voting, not in my house.
Well, that's not good either, though.
That's what I'm saying, So, what, can the kid really make their own decision?
Could you have voted for, president and everything else, senators and all these other, and also you're voting for legislation and stuff, or whatever it may be.
I would,
At 16?
At that age, I wouldn't take it serious, man. I would probably write in the ballot, I'm voting for Stone Cold Steve Austin. I would have been ignorant with it.
Yeah. What are we doing? And the answer is no. All these people ask, would you want that in the United States? No. No, I don't want a 16-year-old.
I'm voting for myself as president. I would have been stupid.
16-year-old voting? You crazy?
So you mean to tell me?
Yeah.
There are some dumb decisions that are being made in the land of politics?
That's a separate topic. That's a separate.
Hey,
but a 16-year-old ain't going to make it better.
I was just asking if that's what you were telling me.
It's
I'm just trying to understand.
Make it better. 18's pushing it, but I'm not going to go there.
Oh, wow.
Time to wrap this segment up. Yeah.
Hot takes over here. Somebody said, no wonder why Lopez's wife threw away his pillow. Women have long memories. My thing about it is she should have threw away the pillow then.
Yeah.
She waited another how many years? Anyways, I appreciate you. Rock with us on our lunchtime confessions. Just mind you, and this is something that I did notice on the Pro Football Network, top 100, as we were talking about those earlier. Mm-hmm. You did notice another notable omission in there. You said CJ? Will Anderson Jr. not in the top 100?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, no, I said CJ. I ain't mentioned Will Anderson.
That one's tough. And then a little bit of, I guess, breaking news, if you want to view it as such. Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson Sr. is believed to have recovered from his recent right shoulder setback.
Well, we'll see.
Right in time for camp.
Good to
quarterback
go.
Battle.
None to see here.
I still think that Daniel Jones wins that, to be completely honest.
Yeah. Or maybe bring in someone else. Kirk Cousins.
Are you for real? Like, that would be wild if they did that.
Kirk Cousins would do it.
Having a mid-off.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's a Thursday, so let's do a little buy or sell. Are you buying what these various folks in sports are trying to sell you? Let us know if you agree. We'll do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.